Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly and Northwood, the proper property people. Your dream home is a click away at northwooduk.com.
Well, I can't, and if you can, let me know, please. Twitter sphere at Phoenix FM. You can find me on Facebook as well. So, morning. Welcome to Friday. Payday it is then. Listen, I've got a guest in the studio this morning, a man who's come in to tell us about some wonderful live music that is coming forth in the next 2 weeks. It's March tomorrow, didn't you know? Yeah, it is. And on the 14th of said month, there is a rather wonderful gig lined up at Billericay Town Football Club. We'll be talking to Ian Parkins in just a moment's time. But before we do, because he's already lined up a CD for me, I've not heard this, you've not heard this, let's listen together. Friend is nice. It's not the name of the band or the song or anything, I'm just saying it was nice. I kind of like that. It's good. Ian, who was that?
That was The Get-Go, and this track was Ain't No Fool.
Ain't No Fool.
And it's from their new album, Tipperary English.
Nice.
Oh,
wait. Shut up for a minute. You'll go next. Wait your turn. It's the problem of having nine bands in the studio at the same time is they all suddenly get excited. One starts going, I want to go. Ian. Let's get to know who you are, please, sir. Right.
Good morning.
Good morning. We'll start with that one. Hello, good morning.
Getting to know you.
Goodness me. Get me hands on the right arms and me face around the right way. Right, here we are. Settle down. Tea and coffee on the go. How's the coffee? Is it all right?
Lovely. Yeah.
Have I made a good one? Is it
very
all right?
Good.
Good. Excellent. Okay. I'm not saying you have to lie. You could tell me it's rubbish and I'll make you another one. It's fine. Ian, thank you very much for coming in this morning. And you've soldiered through the rain, which was amazing of you. Thank you very much. And you brought that CD in, which has got some tracks of live bands that are going to be performing, have performed as part of the March of the Mods.
Yep, now, March of the Mods.
Until a couple of weeks ago when I heard you coming in, I had no idea what it was, right? Guilty as charged. Please explain to me what March of the Mods is.
Okay, it's a fundraising initiative which was set up about 2 years ago, conceived about 2 years ago, by a bunch of guys in Liverpool. And they decided they want to raise funds for Teenage Cancer Trust, but they wanted to do it in a more unique way.
Something a bit different, yep.
They're all sort of, the guys that organised it like this type of music, mod music.
So yeah, okay.
They conceived the idea of March of the Mods. So it's a whole series of gigs throughout March. All the funds are made from those gigs going to Teenage Cancer Trust. So last year was the first year, 2013. They had 17 gigs throughout the month.
Nice.
This year they've got 29 gigs. It's grown.
It's upped the game a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. They raised £50,000 last year.
That's fantastic.
They want to beat that this year.
Of course. And we've 12 more gigs this year. I can just do the quick maths. Than last year.
Yeah.
Hopefully that should be more than beaten, should be smashed and maybe 100,000.
We hope so. We're not going to make any targets. But,
that's good. No, that's
and what right. we need is punters through the door, though. That's going to make the money.
What door?
Oh, Billericay Town Football Club.
Ah, see, that is important to know, because there's lots of doors. I mean, there's a door over there. That one doesn't go anywhere. It's just a cupboard. So don't go through that one. That one's the loo. That's fine. No, so Billericay Town Football Club is where it's being hosted. So what's the reason for Billericay Town Football Club? You, anyway?
Well, for me, I'm a Billericay Town football fan, first and foremost. But I also love live music. So I thought I'd combine the two, try and bring some extra people through the doors of the club. They've got a fantastic facility down there for events. And we thought, right, put the two together, put some live bands on. We're doing it 3 years now, and we're sort of building and building.
Building.
Yeah.
Good. So you're a bit of a mod rocker yourself?
I like all types of music.
In your head, you'd like to be a...
I like mod music,
Have you got a Vespa with all the mirrors and lights?
I've got a Lambretta, yeah.
Have you got a Lambretta?
I have, man.
You should have brought that in this morning. We'd have scrapped the interview.
We'd have scrapped
the interview. I'd have gone out for a little spin around the car park on it. It'd be amazing. Oh, mate, I quite like the old scooters. I mean, you see lots of youngsters nowadays riding scooters, and it's convenient. It's you know, what it is, but they're not like the old ones, are they? The old... Because the thing is, in my head, right, and I'm a little young for the whole modern rockers sort of thing, okay? But Quadrophenia, the movie, is my kind of representation of it. And that probably means I'm a little biased, one way or t'other, I don't know. But, I look at those bikes and the Parker jackets and the helmets and I think, yeah, I want one of them.
It's a wonderful scene, quite frankly. I mean, I've got a 63 Lambretta and I wouldn't bring it out.
Oh,
this
see, now all the motoring fans amongst the server just got a bit like gooey in the middle.
But it's just the people around the scene are really, really sort of great people. So I can't recommend it more, really.
Happy Tooth Fairy Day. That is the Killers and Dustland Fairy Tale. It's the closest I could get. Nine 21 Friday morning. Welcome one and welcome all to the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. So, this morning we are talking. Well, we're kind of going a bit down like memory lane, really. Bit of a nostalgic route down memory lane with Ian Parkins this morning. We're having a little reminiscence of the old days. I say the old days I wasn't even around for, but...
I was.
Oh, we don't have to... It's all right. We researched it. We looked it up on Wikipedia. So, yes, Ian, you've come in this morning. We've already played one song by The Get-Go, Ain't No Fault.
They are appearing on the 14th.
On the 14th. Billericay Town Football Club is where you can go and see some of the bands we're going to play from the CD today. So tell me more about the 14th then. What time does it start and things like that?
14th of March. It's basically £10 to get in.
Okay.
And all of that £10 is going to the charity, okay?
Perfect.
Because we've covered our costs already before that. You can either pay on the door or you can get your tickets beforehand. So if you want to go get your tickets beforehand, you can go to, I think it's wegottickets.com and put in Billericay Town and it will come up.
And you'll find it,
Search
for March of the Mods and you'll find the link through to that,
definitely.
The series of gigs, isn't
it? Or you can go through to the March of the Mods website as well and there's a link from there to buy tickets.
Cool.
But you can turn up on the night if you want to and that'll be fine.
Perfect.
I think we'll have. I don't think we'll sell out beforehand, but I think we might get near to sell out.
Getting pretty full by the time
the night
is on.
We hold about 300, so if we get that many, I should really, really play.
My challenge to you then is not you, Ian, but the listeners, is to fill it out and to try and force you to send them away. Or just squeeze them in cupboards or something, I don't know. But hopefully we can fill it and raise a lot of money for Teenage Cancer Trust, which is what it's all in aid of.
Yeah.
So £10 in, on the door, you can get tickets. Live music on the night. Who's actually performing on the 14th then for you guys?
Okay, we've got four bands.
Right.
We've got Small Talk, who are sort of a local band based around Billericay Way.
Yep.
Then next up, we've got The Theme.
Okay.
They're from South East London. Really nice bunch of lads. Fantastic people.
Londoners.
Exactly. And then we've got The Get-Go, also from South East London. I've known them for many, many years. Good friends of mine. But they make fantastic music.
Well, we played a track earlier when I was loving the guitar solo in the middle. Can't beat it.
Top of the bill, we've got The Weller Collective, and you might have heard of those. They're Brentwood band. They play quite regularly at the Essex Arms and other venues around.
Absolutely.
And they are the best Weller tribute band in the country, without a doubt.
Some say they are better than Weller himself.
I'm not
claiming who they are. I'm just saying some say.
Well, there's a band called From the Jam around, and they've got the original bass player from the Jam playing. And I saw
which is pretty damn good, isn't it?
Yeah, I saw the Weller Collective do all mod cons, and then I saw From the Jam do all mod cons, and the Weller Collective were better. Seriously.
There we go, then. There you go. You don't need any more excuses to go and see it, then. So, the 14th of March.
Yeah.
What time does it start?
7 o'clock doors. Probably the first band will be on about 7:30, quarter to 8, that time, depending on how many people get through the door at the time.
Perfect.
We give them an audience. And we've got a DJ as well, Martin Lipros. He's going to be spinning some tunes.
Nice.
And he's very, very good indeed.
I'm assuming no Carly Rae Jepsen on the bill or anything like that. Just probably quite moddy type music.
Yeah, it's eclectic. It's eclectic.
Good. Right, so what are we going to play now? We're going to play another song from...
This one's from The Theme and it's called Change of the Times.
Nice.
Thank you.
Of the Times.
Of the Times. One of the bands performing on the 14th of March at Billericay Town Football Club as part of... The event is actually called March of the Mods.
March of the Mods.
It's a part, it's 1/29th of a fundraising gig month, as it were, that's happening all up and down the land, isn't it? So it's across the whole country.
Yeah, I mean, they've got gigs from Aberdeen right down to Brighton and through, like, Liverpool, Manchester.
Okay.
Also, I mean, you know, any town can apply to do a gig.
All right, okay.
And we did that this year. Was successful. I was really pleased about that. Because we're the only ones in Essex to have this.
So it's any chance in Essex you're going to get to see live music and obviously do something towards a fantastic cause in Teenage Cancer Trust.
Yeah, so I'm really proud about that.
29 nights this month. Well, not this month, next month, because there's only a day left in this month. It'd be pretty tricky to get 29 gigs in just a day. That would be pretty special going. We're going to play another couple of tracks off the CD after 5:30 this morning. Friday, the 28th of Feb. It's payday.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly and Northwood, the proper property people. Your dream home is a click away at northwooduk.com.
Ah, yes. Hello there. 25 minutes to go then until Eat My Brunch for the final time this week. So that means we've got a little more time to squeeze in a few more tracks. Mr. Ian Parkins has brought in for us. I've made up a word. Broughtened in. What sort of presenter am I? Broughtened in. Behave yourself, Jelly. I'm also going to squeeze in a track by Rufus Wainwright. I'm really liking this one at the moment. Me and Liza. I'll play that one for you too. We'll talk to Ian more about March of the Mods in just a mo. But over to this new track from the CD, which is, Ian, can you just give me a
quick shout? It is Feeling Real by the Shalalas.
To really grab the list of artists and songs you've got on this CD, because I can't read it upside down. I'm actually illiterate for upside down. That is the Shalalas. Oh, that's a great name for a band, isn't it? The Shalalas, Feeling Real.
That's a feel-good song.
That really is a feel-good song. That is a summer song.
Yeah, it's not Pharrell Williams happy. It just makes you feel good.
It does. Can I take a copy of that?
Oh,
so
you can
maybe encourage the sunshine to come out a little bit and the misery of rain can clear off. That's brilliant. I like that a lot. We're going to play another track, so I'll let you pick another one off the CD for you. We'll stick another one on before 10 o'clock. Ian, thank you very much for coming in this morning. I'm not going to say goodbye to you now. I'm just sort of in case anyone's dropped in late in the hour. March of the Mods. Great cause. And I've just been looking through the website whilst that was playing as well. Found a link to the Billericay Town Football Club's event, which is on the 14th of March, starts at 7. I've put the link on our Facebook and Twitter page. So at Phoenix Brekkie, you can find a link to get tickets. Just a tenner. All right? It's worth every penny. And it's all going to the Teenage Cancer Trust. The whole entry fee is going, so you know it's going to go to a good cause as well. It's on the Facebook page as well, Phoenix FM Breakfast, so you can find out all about it. And, it looks really good. It looks great. The promotional poster is amazing as well. I'm loving the little man stabbing the amplifier with a guitar, which is very, very 70s rock and roll, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a great design, actually. The guy that drew that, they've sold the original for charity, so...
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. That's brilliant. It's amazing stuff. So, last year, £50,000.
Yep.
Did you say 17 gigs?
17 gigs last year.
And this year, 29.
That's right.
So, I'm just having a look through. I'm just going to find the list. You've already sold out in North London. They've already sold out the one in Liverpool and Banbury and Blackpool. Just to give you an idea of some of the places that these things are going on. Because it all starts... Well, technically, it all starts tonight.
It does.
It does technically start tonight at the Cavern Club in Liverpool.
That's right.
Which, if I'm not mistaken, is where the Beatles... only where the Beatles played.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
it's cool, isn't it?
That's amazing. It's great, and there's gigs every, well, looks of things, pretty much every weekend throughout March, and some outside of the weekends as well. So you can get yourself involved. There's a few in London as well. You mentioned I can't find them.
Yeah, there's one.
One that's sold out, as I said, in North London, yeah, which is Fiddler's Elbow.
Yeah.
Which is a great name for a pub, isn't it? That's a great name. This is a proper pub name, that one. South London, we've got the New Cross Inn. Anyone who's got any friends or anything in South London, you fancy a night out, that's on the 23rd. 23rd of March. Starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon as well. That's a full day, isn't it? Oh, there's going to be some rather bleary-eyed...
It's a proper all-dayer.
Oh, man, there's going to be some serious hangovers right there. You're going to need a fry-up the next day on that one. But there's gigs all month throughout March, raising money for Teenage Cancer Trust. How did it all kind of come about? You know, I know you kind of touched on it earlier, but... Who started the concept of March of the Mods? This whole, like...
Just some guys, I think it was, they're from Liverpool, just wanted to... Just
to do something
different, yeah, and just raise money at the same time. And, you know, there was, I think it was 16 of them originally volunteers got together and...
I guess they put stuff on locally, didn't they? And then other people kind of heard of it and went, we should do something like that here.
Yeah,
and it grows.
I mean, last year was the big push. Let's get this out. Let's
make a thing of it.
Let's make it a proper initiative. They had sponsorship from Barclays Bank last year.
Oh, brilliant.
And I think they're doing the same again this year. So,
oh, fantastic. That's really good. No, it's great. It's nice that, you know, the larger companies get involved and they help out as well, promote it, which is brilliant.
And all of the artists and all of the people involved in this, there isn't a penny being taken by these people.
They're all doing it for free.
Exactly. So,
band's on the night not getting paid, the DJ's not getting paid. Everything that's made on the night is going to Teenage Cancer Trust as well. That's
exactly
the most admirable thing, you know, you can do, isn't it? It's fantastic. It's really good. Okay, I'm going to let you pick another song. I've got some Rufus Wainwright. I'm liking this a lot at the moment. This is Me and Liza. And then we're going to hear another song from the CD of Wonder. Electric Stars, and that is 136. Thank you very much for bringing that CD in, sir. That's amazing. There's another three or four songs, in fact, on this CD, which I'm going to go home, take a listen to, and I'm definitely bringing some of this back in next week on the show. It's going to be pretty damn good show next week, if I do say so myself. Yes, it will be. Welcome to the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. Friday morning is payday. Thank God for that. Payday, finally. Good grief. I've been eating crackers and mouldy cheese for about 4 days now. That's ridiculous. I'm so hungry. Ian, sorry, I digress somewhat. You have to just ignore those random comments that go off on tangents, I'm afraid. Yeah, thank you very much for bringing the CD in. And thank you for coming in this morning to talk to us about March of the Mods and the gig night on the 14th of March. So 2 weeks today. Yes, 2 weeks. It's a Friday night, isn't it? Yeah,
it is.
14th is a Friday. I was about to do my maths and thinking on 28 days in February. Yeah, March is tomorrow. So, right, £10 ticket.
Yep.
7 o'clock is the doors.
Yep.
Four live bands,
one DJ.
Electric Six, one of them? Electric Six, or these Electric Stars, even.
No,
different bands.
But I have a world exclusive for you.
A world exclusive?
Yeah.
I love world exclusives. Come on in, hit me with it.
The Electric Stars will be headlining March of the Mods 2015 for Billericay Town Football Club on the 14th of March 2015.
Oh, look at that. You heard it here first, right? Phoenix FM Breakfast. Oh, man, really?
And they really are worth coming to see.
Because, you know, I was saying to you when that was playing, when it first started, actually, it's like that song is the musical love child of Ringo Starr and Ronnie Wood, kind of having a smooch. I was listening to the first part, just the vocal part, which is very, and there's a little phasey effect on it. It was very kind of Beatles-esque. But then the guitars kicked in, and I was like, no, that's a Stonesy kind of feel, and... I guess that's the thing. These bands are all local bands, some of them, and some of them coming further afield. They're all performing at March of the Mods somewhere across the land. Which ones? We heard the Get-Go.
Yeah, we heard the Get-Go.
We heard the theme. The Shalalas and the Electric Stars.
We've got Small Talk also appearing on the 14th of March.
Okay.
There is a track there.
Right, I'll make sure we play that next week. Okay. Remind me next Monday, right? I'm talking to you listeners, not Ian, right? Okay. Remind me to play Small Talk next week so you know what they're like.
And the Weller Collective.
Yes.
You don't need an introduction to the Gem,
don't
is it?
I don't think so, no.
So
14th of March.
Yeah.
Billericay Town Football night. Club. It's going to be a wicked night. Make sure if you work Saturdays, book it off. You probably won't be going. If you go to work, you won't be very much use to anyone because you'll have way too much fun. You'll dance until your feet hurt.
Yep.
And you may have a sore head in the morning.
We're going to run a raffle as well.
Oh, okay. There's a raffle running. So I should mention that.
We've got Dave Wakeling from the English Beat has agreed to sign a Beat T-shirt for us, which is great because he's a big supporter of the Teenage Cancer Trust. He does a lot for... There's an initiative called Specialised, which does a similar thing, but a different genre of music, like ska music. So he's donating a signed T-shirt for us, which is great. I'm also expecting something from the lead singer from Nine Below Zero as well. Mr. Dennis Greaves is going to send us something.
Very nice.
I don't know what that is yet, but I'm waiting in anticipation.
Could be a signed car. I'm just saying, it could be. Terms and conditions apply. Please check and see the website for details.
So we're going to have some good prizes.
Yeah, some good.
And that's obviously another opportunity for us to raise money. We'll have a bucket there, so if people want to chuck that
in. Any loose change in the night, chuck it in the bucket. Yeah. Lovely jubbly, all in the bag.
Yeah.
To go to the Teenage Cancer Trust. Ian, thank you very much for coming. It's been a pleasure chatting with you this morning. You've got a real passion for it. I can see it because you smile the whole way through. And that's nice. It's good when things are happening and they're done and you can see that there's some real passion behind it.
Thank you.
March of the Mods, 14th of March, Billericay Town Football Club. Make sure you are there. The details and a chance to book your tickets online can be found on the Facebook and Twitter pages for you.